One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm calling in about an issue that I have with a friend who just kind of doesn't get the boundary I'm trying to set with our friendship here. Basically, I worked with this guy for probably 6 months or so, and we were work friends, you know, got happy hour every now and then, and eventually became golfing buddies. Like, we would go and golf probably once a week or once every other week. And recently, after knowing him for about a year, he asked me if I would be in his wedding as a groomsman. And to be honest, I was pretty caught off guard. And I said yes, because you can't really deny someone that, I feel like. And I don't hate the guy. You know, I don't see him as that level of friend.
You can't
deny
that.
I'm happy to be there for him. And ever since then, he has kind of tried to step up our friendship. Like, he'll ask me for prime times, like, to hang out on, like, Saturday nights or plan long weekends well in advance and ask me to, like, go to a cabin with him and his girlfriend and his girlfriend's friends, none of which are very hot. And so,
respect.
This dude rules. Hell yeah. Shout out, brother.
You would have never got this call.
True.
Ever.
A cabin with him and his girlfriend's friends, none of which are very hot. And so I was very content with the relationship being just golf buddies and someone that I hang out with every now and then. And he's clearly trying to escalate it to, like, a best friend level. So how do I preserve the golf friendship without taking it up the chain like what he's trying to do? If you have any advice on that, that would be great. Thank you.
Interesting. You said...
If I could.
Yes, please.
Thomas, thank you.
You're welcome.
I had this exact situation.
Really? Oh, wow.
Fall in my lap. Years ago, I had someone in my life, like, Tommy is a dear friend.
Sure.
If he finally gets married around the year 2035,
yeah.
I expect to be in the wedding party.
Once I've moved Lou's brain into a robot, I feel.
Yes. Once you've printed her new body, yes, the 6'8", 350-pound women's kickboxer.
Yes, don't mind the green skin.
Yes, don't mind her tent tread feet. But years ago, I had a dude that I would like to say, a fucking acquaintance at best.
Yeah.
He asked if we can get lunch together. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Cool. We sit down. We get lunch. He goes, hey, man, I think it's pretty clear what you mean to me. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wow.
I see you twice a week if I need to go and remit a form at work. And he goes, I'd like you to be the best man at my wedding.
Best man?
Best man at his wedding. This dude and I were work acquaintances. We never
best
hung out
man
outside
is
of
crazy.
Work.
Crazy.
We never did shit. If I didn't see him at work, I didn't see him.
Wow.
We didn't fucking text. We didn't do anything. And I found out that in his world, I was his best friend.
Yeah.
On a list of 100 people I would call a friend, he wasn't on that list. He was an acquaintance. He was underneath of that shit.
Tough, dude.
So here's what I did, and this is per the advice of our friend, trans comedian Joe Robinson. He said, get his name wrong. Fuck his name up.
Whoa.
In casual conversation. I'm going to make up a name to save the identity of the innocent. But let's just say his name was Rick. Just saying, being like, hey, you know, Rick wants you to be the best man. I was like, dude, I appreciate that, Rich. That's cool. You know, I've always wanted you to find happiness, Rich. And I think, you know, it's finally time for you to find your forever, Rich. It's Rick. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. And I accidentally, purposefully let him know, you don't mean shit from shit to me. Oh. So over the course of a conversation or two, I fucked my way out of
Did he ask you not to do it after that? What was the conversation?
No, he moved on. He had his brother do it. No, he after two conversations at work where I called him Rich instead of Rick, not what I actually said, but I fucked up small, immediately known details. Like if I called him Tim instead of Tommy, he'd be like, what the fuck? I thought we were boys.
So what about that initial conversation? What did you say?
I was like, man, that is, wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy, dude. I so you two are ready? You've been together for a while now? Okay, cool. I immediately go home and tell my girlfriend, like, what the fuck do I do? The guy I see twice a week to submit some form so I can be reimbursed for gas money two levels before underneath of where I work wants me to, I don't know shit about him. I don't know his last
name. That's crazy.
But
you're like, okay, that's crazy. We're dealing with an insanely lonely individual, sounds like over there. This is a weird thing because this guy has
someone of a relationship.
Of friends,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's even like, listen, if he just asks him to be in his wedding party, some guys marry women with 100 friends.
Yeah. Exactly.
And when you get to like groom, they have to stretch to 10 groomsmen. They have 6. And spots 8, 9, and 10 are like
they're the
golf
C
buddies,
league. They're
right?
The practice squad.
And okay, if that was the case and he didn't try and up him to this other level of like, that's fine. But like this is kind of the equivalent of a friendship. Like he's trying to take this friendship to the next level. This is like the straight dude equivalent to a guy who's friends with a woman trying to fuck that woman.
Yeah.
He's trying to friendship fuck this guy, and he's got to keep him in the friend zone.
Yeah,
the double friend zone.
The golf friend zone.
The golf friend zone. Exactly. And in terms of how you accomplish that.
Can I suggest something that you do very well?
Sure.
You and I have a great relationship. I text you. You text me back. I'm like, Stav, awesome. Heard about the new movie. That's great.
Yeah.
Justin, heard you got to be at the grand opening of a Roy Rogers.
Yes.
Thank you, Stav. I appreciate that. Hey, Stav, is there any way you can get me into the mothership? And then you just won't text back.
you never asked me to get into the mothership.
That's brilliant.
You never asked me that. You never asked me that, you motherfucker. I would fucking send a text. Will I? Am I an infrequent texter? Yes. But I don't ever deny requests. Yeah. I don't. If you ask me something, I do.
No, dude, he texts back every single time. But you just need to ice this fucking guy out.
You just got to ice
him
out.
You
need to treat this guy like when I texted Stav that we were seeing Wolverine Deadpool on Mushrooms. And just never.
I was
never
in England. Answered. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I saw the text like 9 hours later. I should have texted you back.
Yeah. Did I not respond to that text?
No one talks to me.
Because you didn't fucking send it. You're asking a dude that's in London. I'm 20 minutes from you.
You have a fucking Android. I'm in London.
I would have seen
what
it.
What do you want
you
from
me,
man?
You don't respond to green text. Yeah. Also, the company pays for my phone.
You went to Alien with Eric. Didn't even ask me.
No, you didn't think you liked Alien.
Giving these guys twisted teas was a mistake.
God damn it.
This is like fucking Gremlins. Yeah. Don't feed your white trash friends twisted teas after 7 p.m.
Dude, you got a whole new
start airing all their grievances.
Yeah. It's the Mike's Hard R, boys.
You know, it definitely sounds like this guy doesn't have many male friends.
Yeah.
It's a hard situation. We do these murder mysteries.
Yeah.
We did them in 5 countries. So
DieLaughingProductions.com.
We do it with trans comedian Joe Robinson. Yeah.
Trans comedian Joe. Yeah.
But we had, in our early days of doing it, we had a sound guy that was the sound guy at the Baltimore Comedy, what was it? The Comedy Factory.
Yeah.
And from just doing one or two of these murder mysteries with him, he asked me, hey, man, would you be in my bridal? Would you be one of my groomsmen?
Dude, I fucking remember that.
And I was like,
I don't know your last name.
And this, I wasn't making a lot of money then, and it would have been $500 to buy my own outfit for this thing, and I had to tell him, like, dude,
I got to spend that on a Dr. Doom costume.
Yeah. Okay, dude, you know,
sorry, all my fucking,
I'm gonna hide on this 3D printer.
All my fabric money is tied up on Dr. Doom.
But it's cloak season. Yeah. So it's about to get cold.
But I had to tell him, I was like, look, I can't afford, I know, you know, thank you for thinking of me.
Yes.
But I can't do that. I can't be a part
yes,
of that.
Yes. Yeah. And so, like, the problem is, the quickest way is, you gotta nip that shit in the bud.
Yeah.
And so you haven't done that. And now he's in a tough position where if he does want to preserve the golf shit.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like you got a good
it
thing
going. It
sounds
like you dig that. You hang out, you play golf, but leave it at that.
And so if you want to preserve that, you just, I mean, how long is this wedding? Like, when is this wedding coming up? You just kind of have to play. You just gotta have to be elusive until this wedding.
Yeah,
you agreed to be in the wedding party. You're not the best man. Just fucking suck it up.
Yeah,
and just get through it.
The fact that you're just a part of the party but not the best man, dude, just go through it. Don't fucking upgrade the like, for example, trans comedian Joe Robinson asked me to come to his wedding in Mexico.
Yeah,
one of my best friends. I'm like, I would not miss my trans friend Joe's wedding, but I couldn't afford to go to Mexico, and he understood.
Yeah,
and you just tell him.
Yeah, I didn't go either.
No,
you didn't.
None of us went. I'm not going to do a goddamn death.
I was like, what? You're marrying a woman?
Get married in Glen Burnie, and I'll be there.
Yes,
but yeah, something like this. The fact that you're part of a wedding party, suck it up. Just do that. Don't step it up. Don't do one on ones.
And if anything, you're gonna have to, like, again, treat it like you're a woman trying to keep someone in the friend zone. He suggests Saturday 10 o'clock hangout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You say, hey, man, I actually have something to do. Why don't we get lunch? You know what I mean? Like, push him back.
Maybe, yeah.
Push him back to where he belongs. Bump him up just a little bit.
Just a hair.
Just a little bit for smooth sailing in the in your golf, you know,
tee-offs. Don't lose the golf thing, which sounds like you enjoy doing.
I just had a brilliant idea. Smash one of the wives' not good-looking friends.
Oh, make it an issue.
And fuck
treat
up,
her poorly.
Yeah, fuck up that relationship. Yeah. You get a little bit of pussy out of it. Fuck up the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then the wife tells him, I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed back
around. And then
he's
like, don't worry, I told that bitch, she never comes between me and my friends.
Yeah.
Can I sleep in your guest bedroom, buddy? I'm starting this over, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we did it. Just
we
us
did
boys
it,
now.
Just, yeah, more dudes. Yeah. More dudes. More dudes.
Isn't that
more
also,
dudes.
That's the premise of the movie Love You, Man with Jason
Segel and
Jason Segel and Paul Rudd.
Is that the premise? I don't remember.
Yeah, the guy doesn't have many male friends and there's a wedding coming up, so they set him up with a guy to become friends
Are
with.
Are you thinking Amistad?
I saw
yes, that's what's all about friendship.
That's what it was.
The true meaning of Amistad is
forcibly
friendship.
Making people be your friend.
That's your concept of slavery.
Yeah. You will be my friend.
Hey, we have a kickball league.
I think they were
it's
doing
mandatory.
A little more than making them be their friends.
You and I shall get to know each other.
We got an employee of the month board.
Yes.
I gave him pizza on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. I'm giving you a career.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.